There was a new survey released yesterday looking at support for political parties ahead of the election. They found that load shedding had had an impact on support for the ANC. There also seems to be a link in people's minds, perhaps, between corruption and Eskom. But also, and this is interesting, a situation in which people are de-linking the leaders of political parties from their parties. The research was carried out by Citizens Survey. Its Director of Research and Strategy at Citizens Survey is Razer Omar. Razer, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Okay, firstly, the link between load shedding and support for the governing party. What impact is there?
Well, we measured trust in Eskom, and we've been measuring it since the mid-2018. And what we observed was Eskom's trust rested around the 56% mark, and that carried all the way to January. But as load shedding began in February, trust in Eskom dropped from 56% to 49%, and in March it dropped to 39%.
That's quite a big gap. Does that have an impact on how the ANC is looking in your polling?
Well, what we observed with the ANC is at their high point in December, they were receiving, in the blind mock ballot that we engage in, about 64%. And in January and February, they held stable at 63%. But in March, when load shedding began, they dropped to 61%.
Okay, so there seems to be some sort of impact, perhaps.
Yes.
Okay, there's a curious situation around parties and their leaders. And I mean, one or two, in fact, an ANC leader, I think, has suggested that this election is about leaders rather than parties. What's your research showing?
Well, it's despite the drop in support for the ANC, we also measured the favorability of the political leaders, especially Ramaphosa. And what we observe is, from quarter four, his favorability rating was 55%. And despite the load shedding in quarter one, his favorability rating went up to 57%. So as the support for the ANC dropped, Cyril Ramaphosa, the president, his favorability rating increased.
So in other words, they're not following the same track. I mean, normally the leader of a political party and the political party do follow the same track, don't they?
Well, in South Africans' minds, Cyril Ramaphosa is more favorable, trustworthy than the party itself, which means that he is adding credibility to the party and is assisting the party in buoying the electoral outcome.
Okay, Reza, I mean, one of the biggest issues facing South Africa is unemployment. So all the political parties focus on this. It's a big part of all of their manifestos. I suppose the question really comes down to this, though. Do voters believe that political parties can actually solve the unemployment crisis?
Well, we ask which political party is best at solving, and we go through the top 10 problems facing South Africa. So the ANC is associated with service delivery, maintaining roads, providing water, and providing houses. The EFF is associated with reducing corruption. And no political party, none, is associated with solving unemployment. So none of the political parties can speak credibly about solving unemployment as the most important problem facing South Africa.
That's interesting. So it's the most important problem, 56% youth unemployment, I think, is the latest figure for South Africa. And yet it seems that no one trusts the big political parties to actually resolve it.
That is correct. And bearing in mind that unemployment overall is cited as the most important problem by 73% of adults in South Africa, nearly 28 million people. So when the political parties do not have credibility in creating jobs, none, well, that is a problem in and of itself.
In other words, that means that people aren't trusting the system in a way. That could be the effect.
Yes. And we have another measure, reducing poverty. And that is closely associated with don't know. So the citizens in popular mind don't know which political party is capable of reducing poverty.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Razer. Really do appreciate it. Razer Omar is Director of Research and Strategy at Citizen Survey. They conducted that research. Your views on that, I'd be interested. If you think that someone can resolve poverty and unemployment, 0891-104-207.